الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us and we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in appreciating and extending, expressing gratitude for all these ni'mat and blessings, alhamdulillah. As believers, my respected friends and brothers, that are living on the face of this earth, we are guided by one very important principle, and that is that make your time in this world valuable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn our attention to this principle in various places in the Quran Kareem, as well as in the ahadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if a person has got an understanding with regard to the value of time and how limited it is, then automatically he will have value of his life also and everything else that he does in his life. But if he has got no value of time, then he will think it is just like one of those resources out there that just keep on coming and it will never come to an end. And he's not going to attach importance to it. He will not attach importance to himself and to his various activities and to his life. So when a person knows he's got only a limited time and in this he has to make the best of it in order to make his and those people that are around him lives as profitable, as beneficial and as productive as possible. A believer is either involved in one of two things. Supposed to be involved in one of two things. One is dini activity. And when you speak of dini activity, many times people, they have one idea that dini activity would only mean attached to the masjid, or maybe only attached to a madrasa, or in jihad, or in a darul ulum, or something of that nature, which is right. So if a person is involved in that, alhamdulillah, what better can there be? Can he ask for? If he's not directly involved, then indirectly he's involved in that. Where he is overseeing, he is supervising, he is financing, he is giving whatever kind of support to this kind of an institution. So we say this man is also, mashallah, spending the valuable time of his life in a dini activity. And then we get another person who is involved and we can refer to as dunya activity. And when we say dunya, we don't mean it in the despicable manner where sometimes people speak about dunya, you know. We're speaking of dunya in a positive manner. In a manner where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you to use the blessings of this dunya and to make it also valuable for yourself. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it the system of life that you have to survive in this dunya. You have to make an effort, you have to make, you have to earn your livelihood and whatever else that goes with it. So we're talking about the positive aspect of that. And obviously when we're speaking of that dunya, we are not talking about the sinful aspect of it. A person says, I am involved in the dunya, but the dunya he is involved in is where he is acquiring wealth and he is carrying out activities that are against the orders and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is using all his time and his resources and his skills and his thoughts, everything of how he can do the most illegal of things. How he can plan the most biggest of scams, how he can do somebody down in the most smartest of ways. So that man is also involved in dunya. So that is the dunya we're talking about that is despicable and that is negative. So coming back, a believer is supposed to be leading a life in which, alhamdulillah, he is involved in a dini activity or he's involved in a dunya activity. And also we must remember when we say he's involved in a dunya activity, that can also be transformed to a purely dini activity depending on his niyyah. If the niyyah is correct, then he can be fully involved in whatever he might be, what we regard to as the dunya activity. But for that, he will be getting a great, great reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, simply because his niyyah is so clean and so pure and so focused and so correct. For example, if a person is involved in some of the dunya activity, the worldly activity as we refer to it, and he is using whatever knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, whatever skill or talent he has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in as far as benefiting others is concerned, that my niyyah is to benefit mankind and to benefit humankind. He uses that knowledge by not only benefiting, but he even passes that knowledge on to other people. Then this person, his whole knowledge, it may be labeled as a dunya knowledge, but because he is benefiting the creation of Allah, such a person will get a reward. So if somebody, for example, says, I want to become a vet. I have this discussion of vet sometime with my students, you know. But the object of that is to help the creation of Allah. There are those animals that are surviving there, they are struggling, they are sick, they are injured, whatever it is. And they say, I need to help this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then obviously his niyyah is so correct, he is helping the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he uses his talents and his knowledge, though it is referred to as dunya, for the benefit of the creation, for the makhluk. Such a person is very valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must remember, my respected friends and brothers, that in the same way that we have got this knowledge and talent which Allah ta'ala gives us, the more we spend it, spending means the more we use it to benefit others, or even if we are passing it on to others, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a principle in the Quran, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. That whatever you spend, and when we speak of spend, we only speak of money, no. Whatever you use up, then we will say that. Whatever you use for the benefit of others, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it. Allah will give you more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this principle. So, dunya activity, but niyyah is correct. Likewise, wealth which a person has acquired, but he uses it in the upliftment and benefit of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That man is not wasting his time. He's not wasting his life. Whereas you get a third person, and this is a sickness the ummah has got to a certain extent, maybe individually, and also collectively in some communities or societies. In some countries also, people will tell us that, you know what, there is so much of unproductiveness, so much of idleness, so much of laziness amongst who? Amongst the male population of the Muslim ummah. It is frightening. And then you find those nations, they are all just going down. We're talking Muslim nations. That's why it is not the correct thing for a Muslim to be idle and to be wasting his time. Either is involved in the dini activity, and he uses his dunya activity also to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not allow it to go to waste. He does not allow it to in any way stagnate. Because if you don't use these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens is the person stagnates. If he just lies around there doing nothing, he is going to become afflicted with a very serious illness, which I just spoke about. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us one very beautiful dua in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasli. That, oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from ajz. Ajz is normally translated and it is explained by the scholars as paralysis maybe, or such uselessness of the body which can overtake somebody sometimes. You know, he is beyond his control. But the other one is kasal. And kasal refers to laziness, where a person, he voluntarily allows his body to just lie around there, and he can't move a whisker or a finger or a hair for anything to even save his own life. Such a person, my respected friends and brothers, is he who is now so lazy that he's, forget his deen, his dunya also is going to suffer. And such a person becomes a burden on himself, on his family, because everything, mashallah, is coming, you know. Why must I do it? Everything is there. One person should say, I am a living sign. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. I don't do anything. It just comes. Where it comes from, alhamdulillah, maybe his parents are there, they are providing. Alhamdulillah, there's a sign from among the signs of Allah ta'ala. Allah provides. But this man has become so lazy, he has distorted this whole ayat of the Quran and this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. So my respected friends and brothers, this is a sickness where we find Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, oh Allah, save me from laziness. And this laziness is not only sometimes, you know, laziness of the body, laziness of movement. Sometimes it is laziness of the mind also. And we must get our children out of this laziness and the slumber of wanting to apply their minds. They are given so many times, you know, opportunities of careers. And because they have been told by somebody that it is difficult, they say, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to look for the easy way out. So some of them even will choose some career, whatever it might be, just, you know, for the sake of that, I'm doing something. But that person, that child, or that young person has got such ability to exert himself, and Allah Ta'ala has promised in the Quran that yatafakkaruna, that who goes and reflects and ponders and looks deep into these matters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for them, my respected friends and brothers. We mentioned 2 or 3 weeks ago also how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the minds of people towards different sciences which people are using in different ways today. Get them out of the laziness of physical laziness of body and also laziness of mind, and exert pressure on them to open their minds, find those various avenues where they can be exposed to the expertise of others, can open their minds up, and once it opens up and if they continue on that, we'll find that they will go beyond the horizons, my respected friends and brothers. So this is that laziness which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has warned us against. Then also we must remember that being of benefit to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether a person is involved in the deen or the dunya, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that everyone has got some kind of an inclination. It's a natural inclination. You know, sometimes that's my passion. I like to do that. It comes naturally. So when a person has got that, he sometimes makes that his means of his livelihood, alhamdulillah. Or sometimes he uses as a sideline. As long as it is within the permissible parameters of the Sharia, then such a person must use that passion and his inclination to improve his own relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to improve the lot of those that are around him. Now we can give 101 different examples of what it could just be a hobby, it could just be a part-time passion, or it could be some other kind of an inclination a person has got. Naturally, he links with it. Use it in a manner that you make your own life better. You make the life of those that are around you very, very beneficial, and you uplift humanity, you uplift the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we are saying a believer, even those type of things, he will not allow it to go to waste, because Allah Ta'ala has told him in the Quran, right in the introduction we mentioned, that time is valuable, and whichever way I can use that time to create or to enhance, benefit and productivity for other people, alhamdulillah, I'm going to do it. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted people with various belongings or with services which they only are able to provide, again coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they naturally acquired it or naturally inherently had it or they worked for it. They are not supposed to be letting those services just lie around, not only selfishly using it for themselves, but in this manner that how can I benefit the ummah? How can I benefit fellow human beings? And at every opportunity, look for how can I use what I have got to lift somebody else up. Nowadays, people are scared. They say, if I'm going to create an opportunity for that person, he's going to eat me up tomorrow. We mustn't be afraid, my respected friends and brothers. That Allah who gave us this opportunity, opened our doors, if he has used us to be the door of somebody else's goodness, he will not abandon us. He will not let it happen that our sustenance is going to suffer in any way. No, it does not happen like that. If our niyyah is correct, then whichever way a believer opens and provides opportunities for others, he is actually keeping in mind the ayat of the Quran, Al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minatu ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. The believers, male and female, are awliya, means friends, means helpers, means guardians, means supporters. And I'm helping my believing Muslim brother. Also, my respected friends and brothers, a believer looks for every opportunity to make da'wah, which is a faraz. It's an obligation that has been placed upon this ummah. And when we speak of da'wah, people become afraid sometimes that I do not possess the skills of da'wah. So mashallah, some people go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are trained through a program. Other people maybe undertake some other kind of a course where they study comparative religions. Or other people have just got knowledge of the deen and they tell others about it, whether it is those who are Muslims or non-Muslims, those who know or those who don't know. But one very great form of da'wah is your own action, your interaction with people, my respected friends and brothers. where a believer shows such beautiful akhlaq and character, with this niyyah, that non-Muslim must see that this is how a Muslim acts. Unfortunately, sometimes people act in such bad ways and so embarrassing, then the whole Muslim ummah is painted with a bad brush because somebody did not consciously act or did not act in a manner that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught him to act. So that da'wah does not only mean, maybe pamphleteering or going from door to door. It could be in so many different ways that a person specifically looks for avenues and opportunities that here I must be seen as a Muslim acting like a Muslim, and my niyyah is what? So that I can give da'wah, invite this person towards Islam. What a beautiful way. What a productive way. What a beneficial way as such, my respected friends and brothers, that a person can help somebody. And in the end, we must keep in mind that, when we are gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whichever way it might be, we must be worried about how can we use all these skills to live the economic situation of the Muslim. We're not saying must not use the dini aspect, we're running both parallel here. That in my community, I have got youth, young people that are growing up, and there are so many opportunities that they have. I can help them in one way or the other to improve their lot, their economic lot, their educational lot, whatever it might be. And a believer is one, al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minatu ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd. So we do not neglect, we do not abandon, we do not forsake, we do not ignore. Because that is the only thing that makes it such that our ummah comes close together, the ummah can become solid, the ummah can become strong. And the sickness that we're speaking about is where people are so lethargic, people are so laid back, people are so lazy, that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu on one occasion, he made a very beautiful statement. He says, I dislike a believer. I dislike it when he is not involved in anything, even if it is a worldly thing. In other words, I prefer him to be involved in something purely worldly, whatever he might be doing. But he must not be lying around idle, because we know the very famous saying that the idle mind is the devil's workshop, because shaitan immediately makes an attack and he can divert a person's attention to destructive thoughts, and then destructive thoughts later on translate into destructive actions. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I like a person to be involved in some dini activity. If not, then some dunya activity. But I dislike it that a person is doing absolutely nothing. There's one little anecdote mentioned there once when Buzruq, a saint, was walking past, and this one fellow sitting on the side of the road, sitting and doing absolutely nothing, just sitting around doing nothing. He did not even make salam to him. He carried on walking. On the way back when he came, he saw this man had a stick and he was busy scratching in the ground. Scratching. Same fellow. Now, to me and you, it will look like he still is wasting time. So Buzruq made him salam. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, brother? So one of the disciples said, Hazrat, going time you didn't make salam, you ignored this person. Coming time you make him salam. He said, going time he was sitting and doing absolutely nothing. Now when I come back, he's busy digging, scratching in the ground. He's doing something at least. He's doing something. I don't know what it is, but he's doing something. So the point is that when we have to do something, do not let lethargy, do not let laziness overtake us in such a manner, my respected friends and brothers, where this sickness is going to affect and afflict us, and then it is going to cause us to become sick members of the society, and this sickness also can affect others. Because fellows who got absolutely nothing to do, then they go look for others, to join them in their activity of doing nothing, wasting time, and just passing their time talking about absolutely nothing, or dreaming, building castles, talking about everybody else. And worse comes to worse if shaitan comes there. And this Buzruq story says, going time, when I did not make salam to that person, shaitan was sitting very close to him. And when I came back, I saw shaitan was away from him. So this is the same thing we are talking about, that the devil or the idle mind is the devil's workshop. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, a believer does not allow himself to become lazy. He uses every opportunity, everything that he has got in some way or the other. And you must remember the principle again, another principle. Allah Ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, then I will increase you. And many times we have misunderstood what is the connotation, what is the meaning of the word shukr. One who says, I make shukr of Allah. But the actual word shukr here means one who acknowledges and appreciates the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that he uses them for the purposes that Allah Ta'ala has given him. then by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a person is going to find increase coming his way. Anything that is put to good use, my respected friends and brothers. Like you mentioned earlier in the part of this talk, that if a person uses his knowledge to benefit others, even to spread his knowledge, to teach others what he has known, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases such a person in knowledge. In the same way, if a person uses whatever wealth, whatever blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, then inshallah that person is making shukr in this way, that he is acknowledging, using it correctly, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's principle is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases such a person in whatever it might be that he is using. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, has mentioned to us in the Quran that wal asr, he's taken an oath on time, and a believer knows that that is a very valuable commodity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has then said that if a believer does not understand this, then he is in a loss. He is in a loss. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Man is in a loss. Totally. That means if you don't know the value of time, you don't know that it is limited, and you don't know what you can do with time. And once it passes you, when you open your eyes up and you come to realize what you could have done, if you didn't do it, inna al-insana lafi khusr, then man is in a total state of loss. Totally lost out. Loss. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but the believer, alhamdulillah, you and I, those who've got iman, and immediately then they do good deeds. And we give lots of examples of how even dunya activities can become dini activities. And they, in whichever way possible, help and guide people, advise them, you know, for the betterment of their deen and their dunya. Then such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are not in a loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.